views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's great to be here, guys. It's been interesting. We're working on some things here. We're not taking calls today. Just want to let you know, heads up, we do have live video chat open on Facebook streaming, TTR Transformation Talk Radio's page, and I've got that linked into my page. Also, on my website, jenroyster.com, I have the YouTube live streaming, and you can go in there and connect. We're having it's just one of those things. I think it's an update to software or something, and I've been working on it for 2 hours trying to figure it out. So you're going to see live the way it is today because, you know, you just got to go with the flow. Everything isn't always perfect. And we, you know, doing video and doing this show over the last 9 years, we're almost going in April, it'll be going into our 10th year. That's when we have our anniversary for the show. And I have learned a lot. I have learned to let go of everything being a certain way. I have learned to go with the flow, and it has been probably one of the most therapeutic things I've ever done, coming in here with this passion to help inspire other people. That's the go around, what goes around comes around thing. So it's been interesting. Now, today's topic is pretty cool on this really as well. We are going to talk about soul diving. That's a term that I love that I've kind of coined. But it's about life purpose. We're going to explain that. That's probably one of the most popular questions asked over the ages for years, especially when someone starts to go into their spiritual awakening. They begin this questioning phase. They begin to wonder, why am I here? What's going on? There's got to be more to it. You start to question the way things always were, things that you used to love or used to do and things you hang on. I mean, that's all about the spiritual awakening. And last week we talked about how love is a very powerful catalyst in making those changes. Love that's divine and unconditional, and it's all coming from soul and heart-based, and how that can really start to change your life. It can take things out. It can bring things in. It does a little bit of all of the above because it's a house cleaning, so to speak. And it's removing, releasing, healing. So a lot of times we think, hey, I want something new and positive. There has to be a lot of cleanup most of the time for all of us, even me, before a lot of that can come in. And that's the basis and the beginning of how this starts to shift. This next part that we're talking about today is about the life purpose, the soul purpose. Like, you know, you ask, why did I come here? What did I come here to achieve? Why can't I figure it out? Why do I feel like I just don't know what it is? I understand that everyone out there that starts this has that question. And that's why I wanted to bring this topic in today. And we're going to focus with this topic. Next week, we're going to do angels and guidance for March, but today we're going to work with this turning inward and soul okay? Because this is a very important part of who we are today. And the angels support that. One of the things that, in my experience, and everybody has their own way of connecting, keep that in mind when it comes to this type of thing. And I use what works for me, and I share what I've experienced and what works for me, and you can take it or leave it, or it may help you find what works for you. It may be similar, it may not be. That's okay. That's what makes this world interesting, because we're not all the same. Being okay that we're not all the same is huge. Now, one of the ways that you can start to figure out about what is my life purpose is, honestly, you could be seeking it your entire lifetime. But when you came here, you're a spiritual being. Your soul already knows. Your soul has this mission. Your soul has already chosen why it's here, what it wants to do while it's here. And when it comes to looking at this from a soul perspective, a spiritual awakening, ascension, whatever you want to call it, soul-driven, it really is not about this physical world at all. And things will align energetically to make sure that you stay on course for your soul purpose. So you really don't, it's not like you're not on it. The whole lifetime is. However, what I do want to answer is a question that, you know, when we talk about angels helping us and guiding us, I do want to clarify my perspective on that. Take it or leave it. Everybody has their own opinions about this. They do not align things and do it for us. That's not how that works. That's never worked for me that way. But when I work with them in a way where I'm asking for guidance to find my best potential and guidance, they help me by, you know, what's working to keep me on my soul growth, not my physical. So that's a big one right there. They don't really do anything for us or against us. They don't align it to make your life miserable. They don't align it to make it fantabulous either. I mean, we see all kinds of movies that show that, right? Those deals you make, you know, in those films. But that's not how I've ever experienced it. I've experienced it to where they support my choices. Okay, they're going to let me choose whatever way I want to go. But the soul is going to make sure that, okay, if I chose A, but it's not quite taking me down the path for my soul purpose. And really, your whole soul purpose is the entire journey, okay? Just keep that in mind. You know, things can, you know, come into life where it might get challenging, because the challenge actually benefits the soul growth, where if everything was just perfect, we may have missed it completely, and that's not why we came here. So this goes into deeper thinking, much beyond just right here, right in front of you. And some people think the soul purpose is the identity of their job. Not necessarily. And that I want to break that down. I want to break it down for you. I want to help you decipher and help you question, wait a minute, I was missing it. There it is right there. That's it. You know, and it help you organize, not tell you what it is, but help you organize and find it. The answers are within you. That's my goal in this show, is to help you find a way to turn inward to find that. For example, I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Having a talk show, you know, doing any of this. It just happened. I just kind of stumbled into it, and I was like curious. And I love creativity and any kind of artist outlet. I love painting. I used to sing. I used to do, you know, I've done it all. But this was another outlet. And then when video came into it, it's like, ooh, that's a challenge. I'll learn that too. You know, most people that know me think, gosh, why do you make it so hard? I love it. I love the I love that challenge. Like we're having one today, a little bit with audio. It's like, I can't hear anything. So I know. So I'm going into, you know, experiencing this with a deafness. You know what? It's really helping me appreciate the other sensories. So that's okay. We're going to go with that. And I've experienced not being able to see before in my life. That brought in a whole new perspective. You know, but today I'm not hearing anything, so I won't be able to hear. But I can read and I can see. And if you guys can't hear me in YouTube chat, I can see that. Facebook, Carter's helping me with that, and I can see, or he can send me text or whatever, maybe, if anything comes in over there. But we're trying to keep this simplified today because we have, they can hear me okay over there. So, yeah, we're okay. So it's all is well with the universe. I don't need to hear for a reason right now. See, this is challenging, and this can upset your apple cart, or you can use it to grow through it. Now, let me just go here a little bit. Now, when I started out, and you go back through your lifetime, and I'm using myself as example, but when I go back through my lifetime, it wasn't that this is my sole purpose to have a talk show and do what I do. I absolutely love it, and I've been in it now going on 10 years. So there's something right there, because my entire lifetime, I went from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, because I would love it. I would put 150% in. That's just the way I am. I'm going to go as best as I can with whatever I'm doing, but I would burn out or get tired of it really quickly, and then I would move to something else. I always needed to feel like I was learning and growing. The other thing is that I had in common with something that I noticed was whatever I was doing, it had something to do with inspiring people and keeping them positive. As a child, I was very sensitive, very, you know, the empathic sensitivity. I mean, man, you know, cry at the drop of the hat. People that knew me in childhood know what I'm talking about. There was a reason for that. There was a reason I was connecting with the angelic realm or seeing my loved ones that had passed on or anything like that when I was little. Not afraid of it. Went through a phase where, you know, I was kind of taught to be scared of it, and then I had to work through that part. Then what that does, and we can look at all these victimhood things that happen to us, but I decided to put that away. I didn't want to be a victim anymore. And then I was looking at what is it that I have in common? I like to inspire people. I like to give positive where there's so much negative. And no matter what I was doing, there was at one point I wanted to be physical therapy, help people rehab that way. I was a fitness trainer at one point. I know, in the 80s with the high impact aerobics. I was always somebody that was trying to bring in something positive. And I also was going through the challenge of how it drained me, how it affected me, how I would be okay in it for a little while, and then it was just too much. I had to learn and grow and become stronger. So my life purpose was twofold. And I'm sharing mine to help you figure how to do this, okay? It was twofold. My life purpose was to grow and ascend past victimhood barriers, staying strong and being your true self with what was going around, not being afraid of that. I had to also really find an outlet to keep that passion and positive going. I mean, I thrive on it. I absolutely thrive when I work so hard, spent hours and hours, you know, trying to get something to work like, you know, technology. And then I'll receive a message or I'll receive some kind of feedback, and I don't ask for it, that it inspired them that day. That made everything worth it. That made it why I do what I do. Now, for you looking at life purpose, you're looking at what's the common denominator. Some people are going to be in, you know, people listening to this kind of show, metaphysical topics, spirituality, they're on the same path, maybe, maybe not, because you can inspire and lift a child. You can inspire and be that support for a senior citizen. You can be, gosh, I'm kind of in that group now. Okay, support me. Kidding. I know, it's just weird to me when I say that, but because I still feel so giddy like a kid, and I'm planning on hanging on to that as long as possible. If you were to look at the common things, like I knew I had to have creative outlets. My sole purpose was to keep diving in and forge forward and discover new things. I can't discover enough in this lifetime. I am constantly learning and growing spiritually, creatively, you name it. And then for my own self, my balance. I've had to learn how to say no when I need to say no. I've had to learn how to change my perspective that and not let it drain me. And then, you know, being in energy work, that was a whole nother thing. So, I mean, I'm sharing that to explain my life purpose is not what I'm doing right now. My life purpose is part of it, but it's not all of it. A lot of times in 3D, in this physical world, we relate our identity to what we do for a living. And we relate it to what we're doing in that time. Like, I am a banker. I am, you know, a gardener. I am, you know, that's not necessarily the life purpose. The life purpose could be you're a gardener, you love it, but you also are an engineer that you do. But you love gardening and you share all those tips and you share your plants or you bring in your homegrown vegetable, you know, and you absolutely love it. You see, and you have that connection with Earth. So these are just examples how this works. Some of what has happened recently, and one of the reasons I wanted to go into this show with this topic is because the recent moon, the recent energies we've had, 2019 is just no joke, not stopping, and it is really pounding. And pounding in a positive way. But the recent energies help you seek. There's this urge, that recent supermoon we just had a couple days ago. That's just, it wants you to find that deeper purpose. It wants you to find that deeper meaning. And bring it forth if you feel like, you know, something's just not sitting. If you were to look back through your entire life and look for those simple things, what if it was that you were just really good at baking? What if it was that you were just really good at helping a child that was scared or encouraging somebody, a friend that was going through something? Or maybe it was just literally living your life in a very positive way, making sure self-care is, that is another one. Self-care really has to be a priority because you can't give anything to another person if this is a hot mess, okay? You just can't do it. You have to make that a part of it, and it has to come first, not in a self-centered way, but when you have the self-love and you honor and respect that you absolutely love cutting grass, it doesn't matter. You're going to shine a light. You're going to be very positive. You're going to light up somebody. Like, it's inspiring to see people that absolutely love the simplest things and they just do it and they don't think twice and they never get tired of it. And there seems to be a common thread with that passion, whether it's painting or being here doing this with you or helping my own family or my children or my grandchildren or helping the neighbor down the road. There's an energy that's a common link that you're looking for. And that's a life purpose. That, to me, is a life purpose. That's my explanation of one. So let me go over for a moment and see if there's anything in chat. Hello, guys. Good to see you guys. So we got CT, Kelly, Beth, Judy. Ooh, another Beth. Hello, hello. We got Maddie, Robin, Shadana, David, and Annie. This looks like Annie Bine. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. And Candace, welcome, guys. Wow. So how is everybody? Okay, everybody good? Candace is saying, I just got my hours cut back to half time, so I am really searching for the higher meaning. The universe is setting me up for something new. Well, there you go. See, now there's a good example of, whoa, this is scary. This is challenging. I just had something hit me that I wasn't expecting. And when it hits the pocketbook, it's kind of a, it gets your attention, right? I know. I get you. It gets your attention. And then we're out there and we're looking at this whole thing going, okay, whoa, why am I going through this challenge? You know what? I want you to hear something. And thank you for bringing that up, Candace, because everybody that's going through whatever they're trying to figure out, whether it's financial, a job, a move, you name it, I've been there, I'm going through stuff too. When the challenge comes in unexpected like that, what I learned the hard way, and I will honestly say the hard way, what I learned was, okay, there was something that you needed to find, discover, recognize, because if this hadn't happened, and I don't look at it as punishment, it is no punishment. It was actually, there's positives in challenges. Sometimes they're not so easy to see. I know. I've been through them. I've been through the financial ones. I've been through the relationship ones. I know. And then you go, well, I wouldn't have redirected myself or looked in a different way or went searching for something else if it hadn't happened, because the timing, the alignment is there for you to discover something. When I started doing that, when challenges pop up, health-related challenges, whether it was me or someone I love, and for me, most of the time, it's about a caretaking situation for somebody else. I've been blessed with good health. I mean, I'm not perfect, but it's usually that I've got something else going on with someone else that can throw me and derail me. And then I had to understand, wait a minute, hang on. And what is it that I have to learn and understand and discover? When I went through the financial one, okay, time to like come back to the drawing table and learn and discover something else. Go differently. So this is it. And yes, Beth is saying, absolutely, Beth, and I'm thank you for bringing that up. My life purpose just keeps changing and growing. It's not always easy, but I know the challenges are leading me to what I'm destined to do and be. Exactly. Very well said. Thank you. Because it is going to constantly change. It's not, don't make it your identity with what you're doing right now. Make who you are, what you love, what's that common link. And most of the time when we're looking for that life purpose or where's it going to take me next is a better perspective that I've found to work. If I go with, let me look at this differently. What is it that I can discover through this? And honestly, for me, I guess I am a school of hard knocks because I love something that challenges me. Like today, this one is a minor challenge, but it was unexpected. And, you know, when I look at what the challenge is kind of pulling me out of that comfort zone of what I knew or was expecting to happen, and then it takes me out and I get creative, there's where my passion starts to kick in because I love creativity. Then it starts to kick in, and then I start to discover, oh, I wouldn't have tried that, I wouldn't have discovered that if this hadn't happened. When I start to take that attitude with big challenges, I mean big ones, very light, you know, and I have been through them, but when I've done that in the scariest, most frightening, like I have no idea what to expect by tomorrow, and I've gone and I've just allowed it to show me what it needs to show me, that's when it opened up. That's when things moved. That's when I discovered new strengths, new characteristics that I wasn't even recognizing in my own self. We want to do that. You want to know your value and how much potential you have. We have great potential. Life purpose and soul purpose are this, really, the same thing. Soul is going to be driven in that life purpose, and it's going to take you on this journey. You're going to go through different experiences, different jobs, different relationships. And as you keep going through that entire journey, that soul purpose is happening. It is happening. And you keep taking all the things you've learned and got and grown through and your experience and the awareness that you've developed in it. Now it's coming up deeper. Okay, I'm going to just call you Annie. Thank you for that. Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you for that. Because she has an interesting username over there, and I was like, not quite sure how to explain that. I mean, your life purpose could be related to helping animals, helping the environment. It could be related to, usually in a nutshell, the soul is here to make this a better place. Okay, the way I see it, how can you make it a better place? What are those natural passions, those natural talents that you never get tired of doing? You could just keep going. It's just endless energy for it. You may feel like you're not in that place right now, but you'll come and go in and out of cycles. So just because you don't feel it right now doesn't mean you didn't in the past and you won't again. But you want to be open to it. Angels come into play for me when I have literally said, you know what? I know I'm in an in-between spot. I know this is a big challenge. And I ask for them to guide me by messages for example, validation. Like, say I'm going through something tough. I ask them, can you help me? This is what I'm feeling. I'm going to go with this. This feels right. And I'll ask, is this aligning with my soul purpose? And then I'll get some validations. And I know, even though that choice could have a challenge in it, it's still aligned with soul purpose. So sometimes we think, oh, we made a mistake. No, you didn't. It's not a mistake. It's looking at it differently from the physical world. So soul purpose is very different from what we're trying to attain in a physical world. Is that making sense to everyone? So let's see. You guys got questions, you can put them up in this chat. This is the one I can see that's on YouTube. Let's see. Candace is saying, my new business is starting to pick up, so this is a great transition into a new path. I have great faith in this journey. That's awesome. See, she's building her optimism, and she's building that within herself, and I love that. Thank you, Candace. I know that Beth is doing that too. She has high energy, and I know she never runs out. Let's see. Judy is saying, sounds like a lot like the path I've been on, a lot of similarities. Yeah, I hear you guys. And the Mercury retrograde. Yeah. Let me go over some of this planet and why this influences it, okay? And thank you, TTR, for understanding I'm not taking commercial breaks because I don't know when or how to do it because I'm on my own. I can't hear you. La, la, la. Sorry, guys. You guys are awesome. Okay. Yeah. They're one of the best networks I have ever been with, ever. And I still am with. So I love them. Now, let's see. What do I want to share with you? So you understand why you're feeling some of this urge to seek this out deeper. Okay. Like I said, the Virgo moon is about that. But then on the 22nd, we have a 2-2-2 day coming up on February 22nd. That's more of a Venus and Pluto alignment. And that one is really interesting because Venus is all about your passions, your love, not just romantic, your creativity, it's what you love, bringing all that into your life. And Pluto's, let's just get real and get tough on the tough parts of life. And they're coming in together. So it was an interesting alignment that I saw an opportunity for. That's just what, tomorrow? That's tomorrow. That energy of those two coming in together like that, we need to discover those parts of us that we probably haven't respected very well, or maybe in another, or we've been impatient with, or we don't feel is good enough. And Venus is going to help us appreciate, respect, love, and bring the beauty out in that part. Even the shadow sides of our own self have gifts that can teach us wisdom. I mean, and it also can teach you what you do and don't want, okay? That also aligns right with life purpose. Like, wow, I never respected or took myself serious enough. I didn't think I was good enough to do that. I didn't feel the confidence. This may bring things like that up more if you haven't already been feeling it. And with Venus influence, I love that because it's like, oh, that's beautiful. You know, you see something that you would have considered, that's horrible. No, that's actually beautiful. That's awesome. So this is positive. That's coming in tomorrow. So that's pretty quick on that. This is a big year for big shifts in spiritual awakening where we're really starting to go, wait a minute, there's something to that. I definitely feel different. We've also had to look at how we are taking care of ourselves physically. That's very important. Very, very important. And let me see. There was something else I wanted to share with you. Just remember, the 3D world is really just the stuff, okay? It's just the stuff that we have around us, but it's not the actual true path we're on. That's not really the purpose. This is just the field we decided to do. This is an interesting place to try to do all this soul growth, right? But it has really nothing to do with the soul purpose. You can have the nice house on the hill or whatever, but is it really aligning with the soul purpose? Pisces came in too on that full moon. Okay, that Pisces where it stays with us for a little bit. And that one is going to be calling you to listen to your intuition. Listen. Is your soul talking to you? Is it nudging you? Are interesting dreams popping up that are just off the chart? Soul's trying to get your attention. Intuition, your own instincts. Because Pisces is very intuitive and spiritually connected like that. It's a good opportunity to use that. That influence of the supermoon that came in on the 19th, that'll last for it's still strong because we're only a day or two past it. And usually it's about a week and then it starts to wade out. But supermoons last even more so. They're very strong. So keep that in mind. But then there's Mars. Mars gets thrown in there, you know. And then you have Taurus coming in, you know, and that's something we'll talk about next week because we have like March energy coming in for the angels next week. We had Chiron come in with the old wounds we had to heal. I mean, I've been hearing some stories where people have been coughing that up, thinking that was dealt with years ago, and no, oh my goodness, it's coming up. These are things we have to accept with ourselves as part of the journey for life purpose. But if you look back, guys, if you really truly look back, I got to keep my eye on time. Look back in over your life. What's the common denominator? You know, some people just go, I don't know. I don't have anything. Yes, you do. A two. David's a two, 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 David, yes. David, you really resonate with the twos, right? You're the twos, yes, twos. Yeah, twos are about, okay, this is the part you're going to love. Now we can bring it into the physical part, okay? The two energy that's coming, the two, two, and it's the second month, so it's a two, two, two. The energy of two is building. You've got the life purpose stuff that's been coming up, or your passions, and you're redirecting, or you're changing, or you're still on a journey and you're discovering, whatever it might be. But the two energy is bringing that into the physical world and building and structuring and building your new foundation on it. So, like for Candace, is taking a different direction she was talking about earlier. Beth was talking about it earlier. The two energy is putting that build and bringing it into the physical world. So that's interesting because one is a beginning. You know, we saw the, you know, when you're changing, if you think about it, when you see all the ones, it's like, oh, something's changing, big transformation. You're manifesting whatever you're thinking about. And then you go into two, now you're going to bring it into the physical world. It totally makes sense, right? That makes sense to me. Oh, okay. There's the shift. There's the change. Now let's start building on it. So this is the beginning of the building of the new. A lot of new. Okay, who in the chat, because that's the only people I can read and see right now, who in there is feeling that two energy? Who's seeing twos? Anybody? Other than David said he was. Or he is twos. He is the 222. He's got that as his little icon. Everywhere for a few years. Okay, so you've been building big. Oh, there we go. Yeah, and he's saying we was seeing 222s everywhere for a few years. So much I had to start research to see why. Started a brand new path for me. Exactly. My angels are too kind. The journey to becoming me, she's saying, I feel like the universe is just busting at the seams with excitement and positive changes, like the angels' hands are overflowing, just waiting for you to release the leftover ick you got. Oh, that's a good one. Candace is seeing hawks. That's a bird's eye view. That's, you can see further out. Hawks are good. That's good energy. They see out ahead. Pay attention to that hawk energy, Candace. That's going to help you with the big shift you're doing with your new venture. Judy is saying yesterday was wild for me at work. I looked down and it was 3334444555. Whoa. Oh my goodness. Ooh, love it. Well, you're going to be busy, Judy. That's a lot of energy. You know what? Embrace that. That's awesome. That's awesome. And everybody's starting to see. I usually see 1111 or 111. Yeah, you're still seeing a lot of ones because there's a lot of shift and change going on. I see them too. I'll see the ones. I see the fours. I see the twos. I see a lot of 10-10s. Those are interesting. And that zero behind anything, like if you see 10-10 or 2020 or something like that, that zero magnifies the number it's with. Yep. That means even bigger change. So those are interesting. Threes are very related to interesting things like Ascended Masters, the Trinity, depending on how your perspective is looking at that, but it's building. It's also mind, body, soul. It's bringing it all together. Fours are balance, 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 because there's four equal parts. And the fives are change. A lot of times with fives, they're related to the crow, if you see a lot of crows sometimes. And you're seeing 10-10s, and it could go back and forth. Threes, ooh, Beth, that's good. Any of these number combinations are really good, guys. That just means where you are in the path and where you are in the moment. And remember, your life journey, your life path, your soul journey is happening right now. Believe it or not, you're in your soul journey. You don't have to make it happen because honestly, and this is the part I really want you guys to hear. You don't have to go figure it out. You want to learn and grow and study. I'm not saying don't do that because I love it. I'm a lifetime learner myself. I'm saying you're already on your soul purpose, your soul journey, your life purpose. You're already in it. You want to recognize in your now what you can discover and learn. You don't want to miss. It's like you're in a marathon running, right? And you're running so fast, you missed all the things that you passed. Or you can walk down that path, and you're going to catch a lot more. But when you're in the path right now, you're already in it. It's basically being aware, where are you right now? What do you have in your life? What's coming and going? When you see things starting to change in your life, that is the soul redirecting your journey's path. That means sometimes things are falling out of your life, some things are falling into your life, and you're paying attention to this. You're also taking the lessons you've learned from past experiences, like say it's a relationship, for example. And maybe discernment from something in the past is going to help you right now to make a choice differently. So this is how that works. And when we work with the angels, we really are asking them to, you know what? This feels good. Is this aligning with my soul or not? And if you feel like it's just, okay, yes, no. And you can absolutely, because you have free will, you can avoid what feels like you know, you might find that you're doing something and you love it. Oh, but this isn't like acceptable, or people don't like it enough, or I'm not doing well enough. This is your perspective and the illusion and the belief you have about it yourself. One of the key components in manifesting and really opening up to things is your own perspective about where you are and how you feel about yourself. If you don't feel you're good enough, if you don't feel like it's going to work, like Candace was claiming to the universe, this is going to work. I'm going to make all these, you know. It doesn't mean you're not going to have hard work. It doesn't mean you won't have some challenges. That's not really very logical. I'm a very spiritual, logical kind of person here, okay? You will still learn, and we will still learn through challenges. But where you're going to feel the contentment, the peace, the happiness, like this feels right, this feels good. You could have made a choice 10 years ago that felt like, wow, this is it. I'm in my niche. I'm there. This is where I'm going to spend the rest of my life. And then what, 10 years later, all of a sudden it's like, well, now it doesn't feel the same anymore. Now is all this change going on. Your soul's ready to grow and learn some more. Your soul's ready to move on. That's what it can feel like. Is that making sense, everybody? Let's see, Robin's saying, I've been seeing 1111. Boy, you guys are really seeing some number frequencies. David has the 222 as a tattoo. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you are the 22. Are you a master number? Do you know that? Do you have that number? Let's see, I've been seeing 111 and 55 and 555. Knowing that 222 is foundation building energy explains some new clients I got this week. Okay, yeah. I mean, unexpected stuff. Don't be surprised by that. And then, you know, sometimes we doubt it. And we also have our discernment. I understand that. I know that you guys feel that way. And before I run out of time, I want to grab this one question that came in. I had a lot of emails come in. I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but I'm going to get to this one. Some of them relate more to next week's topic, so if I don't get to your question, it will be in next week's. But Megan writes, and this really does go through what we're talking about here, guys, and I know some of you can relate. How can I tell whether the huge disruptions and major losses in my life are the angels realigning my life for me to become more on track with my soul purpose, or just a horrible disaster? Whoa. Okay, that's the first part of her question. First of all, I did go over that earlier. Angels do not realign it for us. It's our path, our choices, cause and effect, things like that. And nothing is really, even if it seems like it's coming apart because the soul's aligning is the way the perspective is that I'm talking about. The disruptions, the losses. I mean, some people come here, and that Sharon we talked about a few weeks ago, they come here with the wounds that we're trying to heal that are deep. And honestly, I can be honest, one of the ones that I had to learn in this lifetime, and it still makes you catch your breath, is loss. Oh, loss. It was one of the ones when I went and did my homework on mine, it was loss. Yeah, loss. I'm like, oh. But, you know, and I've had it. And I've had to find a way through and be still on my path and still growing. And that was lost with a lot of things, not just death, but that was included. And so, you know, not everybody's is going to be like that. When I saw that, I was like, oh, well, it totally makes sense, but it's pretty heavy. made sense. Yeah, it makes sense why my passion is to keep people lifted in the darkest time of their life. See how that works? I know. So whatever yours might be. And it's no, I want you to know, Megan, it's not that the angels have aligned things to put you on track or take you off track. It's they are there. They are there to support you as you're making choices through all the things that you're doing. So that I wanted to explain it. That's the way it is. That's the way a perspective that I understand it. In the last 2 years, I've lost nearly everything and would like to know why all this is happening to me. Wow. Yeah. And I can relate to that, actually, without going into detail. I have lost pretty much quite a bit. And I don't need to talk about it because I don't want it to be about, oh my gosh, this victim thing for me. But that is a major, major soul purpose coming in this lifetime to go through that much transition. It's big. It's a lot. It's happening all at once for you. I do feel for you. At the same time, I support you. And I support you like the angels are supporting you. They're supporting you so you're not alone in it, because you are stronger than you realize. The cosmic spring cleaning or human arrow, that's what she is, just kind of like, oh, yeah, I hear you. And if anything, I've learned more compassion, but hopefully there's a more fulfilling conclusion for myself as well. Well, absolutely. And compassion is a big one. And compassion, good for you. She's found the positive in that. So she started off on how intense it was, but she also is sharing how she's learning through the challenges. And that, you know, life is absolutely what it is. Life is what it is. Physical loss is huge, but it also will connect into things we may have come here to learn from our past, things we may have come in here to learn beyond that. And like I said, the deeper wounds, the soul wounds, the traumas, but they're all kind of tied together with our emotions. And it's kind of like, if you want to do some soul internal organizing and cleaning, one of the things you can do is physically cleaning and organizing your space, because just that energy and that intention of cleaning and organizing your space goes in. And also what's in comes out. So sometimes if you want to know where your status is on the inside, look around you and you're going, oh, okay, maybe I better kind of get more grounded and clean up a little bit. You know, if it feels like that, that's an example of that. I want you guys to know life purpose is this entire life journey. The soul will make sure it gives. It's like you'll go through and experience whatever it takes to get you through it, because you made that choice for coming here. And if you're new to the show, this is a metaphysical topic, spirituality. We're metaphysical. We're looking at things with a perspective of soul growth and ascension. Your soul is truly driving the ship now. We're more in a fourth dimension experience now, and that makes it more like, whoa, I'm really feeling this now. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Let's see, what do we have here? Okay, Robin's saying makes total sense. Okay. Beth is saying sometimes physical loss helps you gain a soul spirit guide. Grateful for your help through it, Jen. Oh, you're welcome. And that's true. We have spirit guides. We have loved ones that have passed over that could be a guide. We have, and they love you. They watch over you. They want you to be your highest potential and be happy. They can feel that. We have angels that support. And when you realize, when you feel really isolated in a situation like a deep, big challenge, and a lot of these will have some emotions that we have to process, we can come back and we take that deep breath and we realize, you know what? I've got this. Because if my soul already knew my whole purpose, and here I am going through this, I must have really came here with something big to go through and learn. Yes. I mean, some people, some of the most beautiful spiritually wise souls out there, old souls out there, the ones that came in with the physical challenges from the beginning. I mean, they're born with it, and I mean, they overcome it no matter what. I mean, come on. They can show you that nothing is a limitation. Nothing. That's a physical experience. They're showing you that. Like, they went through something tough in their life and maybe lost a limb. And we have a lot of that we, you know, out there. And then they overcome it and they do it anyway. They're not going to leave. You see, if it's a passion, if it's part of them, say it's an athlete that went through something and a tragic accident, and now they're still out there doing it. They're overcoming it. They're overcoming that perseverance. They decided it's not going to keep me down because this is what I love. This is my passion. And what is it done now? Now look at all the inspiring they do. This inspiration that they give other people. You could be watching it going, wow, if they can do that, then I can go and figure this out. I can do this. In your own individual way, you can figure it out. You can do this. If you have challenges that seem way crazy like that, then how about looking at it from the other half of the perspective? The one perspective is, oh my gosh, all this awful stuff's happening to me. And the other perspective is, wow, you must be really amazing in that soul of yours. Wow, you came here to do some stuff. Take time to look at it from that side too. That's so big. That's so important. And I really wish that there was a way to remind ourselves when we feel it kicking us like that, there's always an opposite side to that. And that's the side you want to lift up and go connecting to. So when you feel those unexpected hits like that, there's also a positive side to that. And that's the side that will ignite your light within you. You'll grow, you'll become stronger, and you'll surpass no matter what comes to you. Because remember, there are no limits except what we believe is a limitation. And so take that with you as we close out the show. And I just want to say thanks, guys. Thank you, TTR, for understanding the interesting circumstances today. And thank you guys for everyone that was in the chat. It was great to have somebody over there talking to you and talking to me. And I hope that you found inspiration in the show today. We will be here next week. We are going to do the angels guide. That's going to be the angel guidance for March because we're getting ready to roll into March. Interesting for March as well. And you know what? We're just now getting into the third month of 2019. 2019 is the year to make those changes, and it's a big breakout year for pretty much all of us, whether we even know it or not. So if you've been working on something, really take some time to see what you can contribute and what seems to be a limitation that you could get rid of. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.